chapter 10, Mishnah 3, Miktsas Tuma Bebas or Miktsasa Keneged Aruba. If part of the impurity was in the house and part was opposite the hatchway. So there's a kazas from the corpse, one kazas. Less than a kazas is in the house under the ceiling, and less than a kazas is underneath the hatchway. So then, lost my place. Keneged Aruba, Habayis Tama. So in this case, the house is impure. The house is impure, we go strict, right? Even though half of it is underneath the hatch, we go strict. The keneged tuma tame, and what is opposite to the tuma is also tame, divrei Rebbe Meir. That's according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir goes, we combine the two halves and we go strict, which we've actually said that previously. But Rebbe Yehuda Omer, he says, Abaye is tame. He's got an interesting angle. He says, the house is impure in this case. Keneged tuma tahor, but what is opposite the tumah, meaning in the hatchway, is pure. It's pure. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Yesh betumah kedei shetechalek utatame es havas. He said, if you could split up the tumah, and there would be enough tumah in the house to make it impure, utatame keneged hatumah tame, then what would be opposite the impurity would be impure, meaning that you would have to have, according to him, you'd have to have more than one kazas. You'd have to have, let's say, he brings over on the karti, at least two kazas. And of the two kazas, the majority is underneath the house, and only a little bit is underneath the hatchway. So in this case, the house is impure, right? But and also opposite the hatchway is impure. Even though there's not a kazas opposite the hatchway, because there's a kazas in the house, so the whole thing becomes impure. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. Like it's not that you've just got half and half, but if you actually got at least one kazas in the house, plus a little bit under the hatchway.
Is this a normal hatchway, more than a tefah?
I think so. Yeah. It doesn't actually bring it. Lacking a tefach. Introduction to the karti. There we go. The introduction, he says, that we're still talking about, yeah, about a case where there's less than a tefach. The imlav abas tama keneged tumatar, and carries on. Rabbi Yossi says, if not, the house is impure, but opposite the impurity is pure. So it brings up here that the locha follows Rabbi Yossi. The locha follows Rabbi Yossi. So there has to be at least a kazas in the house to make the house impure, and then even if a little bit of that is sticking out underneath the hatchway, then we also look at whatever's underneath that hatchway to be impure, right? Even though there's not a kazas under the hatchway, we like add to it what's underneath the house, and that's what the halacha is.